You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The road to socialism does not run through Georgia. So you may have heard, now we take Georgia, then we change America. Well, you know what? That's right. No way. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, you're not going to take Georgia.
Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler at a rally yesterday. This is November 12, 2020. And yes, she's referring to Chuck Schumer, Senator, Democrat, New York, minority leader in the Senate at this time, and hopefully will stay that way, stating, we take Georgia, then we take America. They're talking about those two seats up for grabs in Georgia. Now, yesterday, the Alaska Senate race was decided. As expected, it went to the Republican. The Republicans now have 50 in the Senate. Democrats have 48, but we got two seats still in play. They're both in Georgia. Senator Loeffler facing re-election, and also another senator, of course, facing David Perdue, I should say, facing another opponent as well. So both seats are up for grabs, and it is critical. It is critical that both seats stay Republican. Winning one would give the Republicans a majority in the Senate, 51 to 49. But it's much better with 52 to 48. I remind you again how important this is. If the Biden-Harris team is inaugurated and becomes president and vice president, and Georgia goes to the Democrats, those two Senate seats, you would have a 50-50 split in the U.S. Senate. And the deciding vote on any issue that can't be resolved, it's still 50-50, will go to Vice President Kamala Harris. She will be the vote that rules which way we go. Do you want that to happen? Do you have any idea what they're planning on doing? I don't think a lot of folks do. I don't think even those who voted for them do. I think they were so much in hate against Trump, they are not aware of what they're doing. CBS News even acknowledging, and I'm quoting, a source familiar with Biden team's planning said the incoming administration will withdraw from three bilateral agreements that Trump brokered with Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras that allows the U.S. to send rejected asylum seekers to those countries and have them seek refuge there. They will drop that, and then, of course, they will not just abandon that legal wall against global immigrants, illegal immigrants. They will also begin to say, we don't need no stinking wall. Open all the gates. Let everybody in, whatever they want. I'm not over-exaggerating. But I want you to hear from a guest a little bit later in the next 2 hours, John Daniel Davidson of The Federalist, writing specifically about the swarm of illegals that will be crossing the border and already preparing to do so, just waiting for Biden to be officially sworn in, if it happens. And Elizabeth Warren, U.S. Senator, Democrat of Massachusetts, stated in a statement she wrote yesterday, Biden and Harris will bring in the most progressive economic racial justice platform ever, ever. Jobless claims fell in this last week, ending November 9, falling to 709,000. They were expecting it to be much higher. You know why it fell? Because we've been able to open businesses, start trying to get things back online. But, we've got an advisor to Joe Biden on coronavirus. He's now floating the idea of a national lockdown for 4 to 6 weeks. He is one of the 12 persons appointed the COVID advisory board by Joe Biden. If Biden gets in and this word is followed, we'll lock down again for another 4 to 6 weeks at that point. And when the economy begins to turn around, once they finally lift all of them, Well, of course, Biden's going to claim, look what I did. Look what I, why don't you look at what you did to get us to that point? John LaBoutière, former U.S. congressman from New York, will be joining us. And in his state, the governor, Cuomo, is again imposing additional rules and regs for New York State and New York restaurants through Bill de Blasio. I want to know what John thinks now. And, of course, John doesn't really believe in illegal balloting through mail. He just doesn't think that's a big deal. Does he still think so? Oh, one other thing. Hillary Clinton says she's very happy. Isn't that special? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Businesses, restaurants, nursing homes need to be free of COVID. So you should be contacting Wellington Environmental. A professionally trained team will disinfect your facility using powerful but safe disinfectants. And here's something new. Wellington has a line of foggers that you can use to disinfect your own facility. These foggers are in high demand, but Wellington Environmental has some for now. They cost about $500, but my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. You save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional disinfecting, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I am feeling better than I have felt in 4 years, Milan. I feel really happy and relieved, very grateful, excited about the team of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Looking forward to seeing them take the office of president and vice president and bring our country together and get us back on the right track for the future.
The sound of nails across a blackboard, the voice of Hillary Clinton. That was part of an interview she's taped to be presented for the 2020 Global Forum in Reykjavik. She was speaking to the executive director of the Georgetown Institute for Women, Peace, and Security, and she is happy, happy. I feel really happy and relieved and grateful, she said, excited about the team of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But deep in heart, don't you know, I should have been there first. Kamala might well be the first woman president. You do know that. And Hillary does, too. But put on a happy face. We're happy, happy because we're ahead. We're going to lock it all down. But not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. Now, again, Democrats are saying it's over. Put it aside. It's done. I mean, I'm looking at a quote here from, let me find this, Chuck Schumer, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, complaining about Republican colleagues. He said, quote, instead of working to pull the country back together so that we can fight our common enemy, COVID-19, Republicans in Congress are spreading conspiracy theories, denying reality, and poisoning the well of our democracy. They're not. They're simply saying, let's get a full, final, accurate count. Legal votes only. Illegals go out. But Schumer insists congressional Republicans don't have the evidence. They don't have the proof. They don't have anything. Neither does the president. This is nothing more than a temper tantrum by Republicans. Nothing more than a pathetic political performance for an audience of one, Donald Trump. You could take those same words and instead of saying congressional Republicans, say congressional Democrats and substitute audience of one, Donald Trump, for Hillary Clinton. And you got exactly what we've gotten for the last 4 years. 4 years since Trump was inaugurated. And yet now, oh, we're so pure and clean and we've did things right. I mean, Hillary conceded, and it's an embarrassment. Even Joe Biden said this the other day. It's an embarrassment that Trump won't step forward and concede. Well, there's no reason to concede if there's still things to be decided. Let me point something out to you. There are still two states that were waiting on results still. North Carolina had indicated it's going to give a final count today. North Carolina, at last check, was something like 50-plus percent for Trump. Around 48-plus percent for Biden. I don't know if there are enough votes still out that would change it one way or the other, but it's undecided. They were saying they had to go through some recount. And of course, in Georgia, they're going to do a hand recount at this point because something like 5 million votes and only about 14,000 or less separating the two, so they're going to have to go back in and take a look at them. You know how close it is in Georgia? Let me read this to you. These are the latest numbers I'm seeing. Biden, 2.47 million. Make that 471,000. 2.471,000. 2,471,000. I'll clarify it for you. Trump, 2,457,000. The percentage difference. Biden with 49.5%. Trump with 49.2%. In other words, about 0.3% separate them. So there's every good reason to have a recount in that state and start looking to see what the issues are. But here come the Democrats. We won. Get out of the way. We're on our way. Our march is underway. Don't spoil our party. And a lot of Republicans are depressed and going into tailspins and maybe thinking, well, how do I salvage what I've got? How do I kind of make amends so I still have something to go on? Senator Ted Cruz says there is a silver lining.
On Election Day, Donald Trump won a significant majority of the people who cast in-person ballots on Election Day. Of the early vote and the mail-in vote, Biden won a significant majority. The silver lining is that historically mail-in votes get excluded in a recount, get rejected in litigation much more frequently than in-person votes because they're more often subject to fraud. They're more often they don't meet the legal standards. What that means is as the litigation moves forward, there's some real possibility that we will see the vote totals for Joe Biden go down as illegal votes are excluded. And that's what the judicial process is meant to determine and what I expect it will be determining in the coming weeks.
And Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, speaks of what he knows. He had served as part of the counsel for Bush versus Gore based on the Florida election recount. President Trump today re-slamming the delay in counting the votes in North Carolina. He said it took long enough for him to be declared a winner in Alaska. That gave him 3 more votes. That came yesterday, more than a week after the election day. His question, what is taking North Carolina so long? Are they looking for more ballots to also fix that one? And with a recount, we will win Georgia. That's his opinion. And he adds, Pennsylvania and Michigan would not let our poll watchers and observers into counting rooms. Illegal. You know what happened? Twitter flagged that tweet with a warning. This tweet about election fraud is disputed. Well, what's being disputed? That they weren't allowed to go into the counting rooms and that's illegal? Or the fact that they were allowed into the counting rooms? Well, they were for a time. But it's estimated something like 600,000 plus votes were tallied in Pennsylvania while poll watchers were being denied access. 600,000 votes. Who counted those? And what were they? Well, there is a Pennsylvania judge that has ruled in favor of the Trump campaign. She says the state may not count ballots where the voters needed to provide proof of identification and failed to do so by November 9. Pennsylvania state law said that voters have until 6 days after the election, this year was November 9th, to cure problems regarding a lack of proof of identification. That's after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled mail-in ballots could be accepted 3 days after Election Day. See how they've been stretching it out? And again, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling mail-in ballots could be accepted 3 days after Election Day, that is contrary to what has been state law in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, acting like a legislative body, not a ruling body, we're still going to see more come out of Pennsylvania, I would guarantee you. And there are others. There's a lawsuit that's been filed in Michigan that claims that Detroit and Michigan election officials oversaw and openly encouraged voter fraud, totaling many tens of thousands of fraudulent ballots plus other illegal election tampering. That is, again, in Michigan. That was one of the key states that was in play. You know where it ended up settling? Biden winning with 50.5%, Trump with 47.9% based on the count. 2.7 million, or just 2.8 million for Joe Biden, 2.6 million for Trump, 200,000. But if there were thousands, tens of thousands, maybe at least 40,000 to begin with, that were pumped through Detroit for Joe Biden, that's the lawsuit claim. There apparently eyewitness accounts, direct evidence that approximately 40,000 unsecured irregular ballots arrived in vehicles with out-of-state license plates at Detroit's only vote-counting location in the wee hours of the November 4th morning during a shift change of election workers. You don't have to be a super sleuth or Columbo in an overcoat to figure out that's kind of stinky. Something's wrong here. No, it deserves inquiring and finding out. Just get the facts. Just find out what the facts are. But what you have going on right now with a lot of the Democrats, we want it to be done. We want to spike the ball. It's done. Just come on. Accept it, man. Come on, man. Really. Senator Cruz again.
It's hard for any of us as informed citizens to really know exactly what happened. You see something on Twitter, you see a story here or there, but you don't know what the facts are. And that's why we have a judicial system where in court, the Trump campaign and the Biden campaign, they will send in their lawyers, they will put on evidence, they will put on expert witnesses, they will hear testimony, and the judicial system will make determinations of facts. That's how we find out what occurred, is that we have a system to test the facts. And so I'm hopeful, and what I expect to happen in the coming days and weeks is for the Trump campaign to put on their evidence and hopefully to convince a fact finder that their allegations of fraud are accurate and supported by the evidence.
That's all they want to do. Just we had the right. We had the opportunity. There's plenty of time. Let's simply get a ruling. Why would the Democrats want to rush forward? Let me show you something, tell you something, I'm honest about this. If the situation were reversed and Republicans, quote, had won, as we're seeing Biden with, based on what we've been told, and Biden and Harris were challenging on the grounds we see here with some of these questions about verification, things of that nature, and they had their challenges, I'd say they are entitled to their challenge. Let them have their challenge. That's not against the law. That, in fact, is part of the law. Senator Rubio has said, what's the hurry? I mean, really, he said, when you get to these election results, don't freak out. He said, I just let the system work. I don't know what the freak out is about. He said, I laugh when Democrats complain about that. He said, I remember in Florida when we had a close Senate election, Chuck Schumer and his party hired a bunch of lawyers, contested it for almost 20 days because that's what the law allows you to do. He said, there's nothing the president's doing that's illegal or not within his legal rights. Those are our laws. I don't know what all the freakout is about. Well, of course, he does. He's just trying to give them a little leeway. Say, why are you acting so stupid? This is clearly within the legal bounds of what he can do. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, of course, a top Republican in Congress, had also emphasized that earlier this week. He said President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options. Let's not have any lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election. Thank you, Senator McConnell, echoing exactly what I said. We have had some Republicans, and I use a term very loosely with them, but they'll fall on the Republican side, and they're important with this Senate count. Romney of Utah, Sasson, Nebraska, Collins of Maine, all have acknowledged Joe Biden is the election victor. And, of course, that just adds fuel to the fire for those on the Democrat side. Say, look, they're three-year Republicans. They've already said it's over. Jeb Bush has called and congratulated them. And others. Really. You do know, of course, we still need to go through some of the recounts, some by hand count. Someone need to see about the identification. We need to verify how close were observers were allowed to get, when they were allowed to get in. As Senator Rubio said, what's the hurry? Why are you freaking out? Because they think we're trying to steal it, maybe, and we might not get by with it. Well, they've even got a member now of the chief of staff named for Biden who's already admitted, yeah, elections are rigged. He flat out said, elections are rigged. I'll explain when we continue.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
President-elect Biden announced to his White House chief of staff yesterday evening, Ronald Klain, longtime aide for Biden, Democrat operative previously working as a senior advisor to the Biden-Harris campaign, then serving as a former vice president's chief of staff during the Obama administration 2009 to 2011. Now, back in 2014, the liberal publication Vox published an article based on a finding from a Rasmussen poll with the headline, 68% of Americans think elections are rigged. Now, that was 2014. 68% of Americans think elections are rigged. The response from Ronald Klain on his Twitter machine was immediately say, that's because they are. Wait a minute. The guy that's now going to serve as the White House chief of staff for Biden, if he gets in, admits elections are rigged? Well, he was actually trying to respond at the time about gerrymandering and incumbent reelection rates. He said Americans think elections are rigged in favor of incumbents, and they're basically right. By that, he means you already get a choice and a voice in gerrymandering, in other words, drawing the rules for a district and so forth. But he's saying, yeah, they're rigged. He has not addressed that tweet. He's not addressed it, has not taken it down. Just said, I'm moving on. I'm just thankful that Biden's putting confidence in me to head up his team. By the way, New York State Democrat Party Chairman Jay Jacobs ripping into AOC. He serves as a Nassau County Democrat leader. He said, I've had it with AOC and other left-wingers lecturing that Democrats have to fight to compete and win races in purple districts, Long Island, and upstate. Now, of course, she had said the other day, she got upset because don't blame us because you didn't place as well as you expected in the House elections. Yeah, the Democrats ended up still holding it, but they didn't hold as many as they wanted. They didn't win any. They didn't flip any. And they were basically saying it's because of this radical view being pushed on us by AOC and the progressives. Defund police. You know, all of this other stuff. And AOC chastised that the other day and said, don't blame us, it's your own failings. Basically saying your leadership sucks. That's a direct reference to Nancy Pelosi. But now Jacobs, the Democrat Party chairman, Nassau County, saying AOC has no standing on how to run a general election in the suburbs and upstate. She's in a district that's 6-1 Democrat. She couldn't find a Republican in her district with binoculars. Good. That tells her. But again, the left is going to try to push forward. Michael Moore, the filmmaker, who has obviously been a critic of Donald Trump all over these years, sent a letter to Biden saying, "You did it. We did it. You stopped the madness. A grateful nation myself. We're in a state of joy, hope, and relief. Eliminate the things in our society and politics which gave us Donald Trump in the first place." And then you get word from former President Barack Obama in a piece published, an excerpt from his new book coming out, A Promised Land. He said, "The jury's still out, but I'm encouraged by the record-setting number of Americans who turned out to vote in last week's election. I have an abiding trust in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in their character and capacity to do what is right." But Obama never stepped forward to endorse Biden until the primary was over. And in fact, he was said to say, "Joe can still F this up." No, he's not a big supporter, but he's trying to put on the face, just like all of them are. Stand by for John Laboutière. You'll want to hear his comments. Don't miss them. Still to come.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, and glad to have once again on board with us John Laboutière, former U.S. Congressman from New York. And I'm told we might be having some communication problems. John, can you hear me all well? Okay.
I think it's going to be okay.
It's really bad at this end. We just can't pick that one up. John, can you still hear me? We'll have to reestablish. We'll try it again. John Laboutière, of course, former U.S. Congressman from New York, also the author of the book, Harvard Hates America. He was elected back with the Reagan freshman class it went in. And John is not a Trumper, never has been. He said, "Just put me down as a Reagan Republican all the time." So his take on what's going on with the continuing battle at this point, we'll see if where he stands on it as we continue to have contests or really these elections contested. John, I think we got you back. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, Larry. Ready to rock and roll.
Much better. Good. Very good. I appreciate that. First of all, your take on Chuck Schumer and the others saying that the Republicans are just spreading conspiracy theories, denying reality, poisoning the well of our democracy.
Well, look, I don't know about poisoning the well, but the election's over.
Let me stop you one second. You know, I want to hear, but I can say it's over. There's legal challenges underway, and it's not certified. You know that. It's not certified. It's not over.
Right. Well, there are dates in each state's laws when they certify. We haven't reached any of those dates yet.
Right.
But this is the same as every other election. When it's been called, and this is five states that have flipped from Trump to Biden, all with pretty big margins, double digits in the thousands. The race is over, and any political person knows it's over, and the Trump staff knows it's over. Trump may not know it's over. They're afraid of confronting him with it. He can't bring himself to admit he's lost an election.
Let me ask you. You ran as a politician. If you were the president and you were seeing this as it is, and all the questions about mail-in ballots and ballots being dumped in the middle of the night, signatures not verified, 600,000 ballots apparently went through in Pennsylvania uncounted with no watchers in the room. You as a candidate,
none of what you said is true.
How do you know that?
Well, because we know under the law in Pennsylvania, every absentee ballot was counted under the law with poll counters from both parties there, as we do it here in New York. Nothing that the Board of Elections does is done only by Democrats or only by Republicans. Under the law, they're both there.
All right. Well, these are allegations. Go ahead.
I mean, Trump in advance in the summer was telling people, oh, all these mail-in ballots are going to be fraudulent. They're not fraudulent. And we Republican voters and candidates for my entire life have relied on absentee and mail-in ballots, and we have won elections based on them. Because our voters are more likely in the past, not this year, but in the past, to use them because they're not around on election day, they're traveling, whatever. And it's a very secure and a very good way to vote. All this stuff Trump throws out.
But it's also
600
it's,
ballots thrown in the river. There's no such thing.
It's also right. It is also
baloney.
John, you have to agree, I hope. Anytime you have mail-in ballots, it's ripe for fraud. If you don't come to the polls and we identify who you are, and what party is against voter identification? The Democrat Party. And if they're not being verified, they're not checking the signatures, and if poll watchers, yeah, they're in the building, but they're 25 feet back until they got an order they could get within 6 feet, they still can't see what they need to see. Does that not raise questions with you, sir?
No.
None?
None.
Okay.
No, because, first of all, take Florida, for instance. Now, they were prepared because of what happened in 2000. They've upgraded their system. And the northern states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, are antiquated. They got swamped with so many absentee ballots, and they don't have the machinery that, say, Florida does to throw them all in a machine which photographs it, then opens it, then removes the ballot and counts the ballot and keeps it, too, so you can go back and look at it. And it can verify signatures with computers.
Well,
the northern states don't have all that.
But they do have a machinery that makes sure they get the valid result they want, I think. But that's a
not
difference.
Not what they want. Oh, come on. Not what they want. Come on.
John.
That's ridiculous.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Listen, Biden won these three states that gave him the presidency, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, by the same or larger margins than Trump did. Exact same. You know, he won by more in Michigan. And he was declared that night by the media, election night at 12:30 that night, November 8th, 2016. And he was president-elect that night.
But it was not official.
It's never official.
That's exactly my point.
I know, but by 48 hours later, he's in the Oval Office with Obama, and everybody's calling him Mr. President-elect. It hadn't been certified yet.
I'm not going to disagree with any of that. I said that the other day.
Time to move on, Larry. It's time for Trump to get his head around this thing. You know, it's not the worst thing in life to run your best race, get a lot of votes, you lose. But, you know, my God, it's not death. It's not cancer.
Well,
it's
I do want to talk about
brain aneurysm or something.
Well, I do want to talk about the penalty we're going to pay. But before I get to that, let me ask you one other thing. You do know, of course, these two Senate races under contest in Georgia. And I'm sure you must know, New York Times columnist Tom Friedman encouraged all leftists to relocate to Georgia so you can vote in that race. And Andrew Yang said the same thing.
I have already moved to
Georgia so I can vote in that election. Now, does that not say let's commit fraud openly?
No. I don't know what the rules of Georgia are.
I got them for you, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, if you're allowed to move down there, establish a legal residency and vote all in 2 months, that's a hell of a state.
That's exactly what they can do. They all they have to do is require either a Georgia driver's license, Social Security number, fill out a form online, send Secretary of State by December 7th. And all they have to do to become a legal resident, simply show up,
get
your address,
fraud.
And you got it.
But
John, you know, in this case, if they're rushing leftists in to make that happen, that is akin to swarming.
Who wrote the laws of residency and elections in Georgia? Who? The Republicans.
And it needs to be changed. You're right.
The legislature, the governorship, the Secretary of State. It's Republican.
Okay, one other thing. Not one other thing, but I want to go back to the other subject. You're saying it's not going to be. You are certainly aware of what the left would do if they get control of the country. You know they're going to open the borders, they're going to open up all abortions, they're going to impose new taxes. I mean, you know that's coming, and you don't think that's going to be detrimental to the country?
I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay.
I'm just asking. All I'm saying is, it's enough. Is enough to for Trump to get off this position and give it up.
Okay? You don't think he should exercise all legal challenges that are within the right?
Of course. Yeah, he could do that.
Okay.
But while he's doing that, he should allow the transition to move ahead, let Biden get the stuff that the law says he's supposed to get, messages from the State Department, the funds for a transition office, the classified briefings, all that should move ahead.
Okay. Now I want to get back.
He's going to be president.
You may be right. And again, I won't concede to all the battles, but I will also agree it's an uphill battle, and you got to prove a lot of things. The bar is set high. The other issue is COVID, of course, and one of the 12 members of Biden has had us on board. He's already talking about locking down the nation again for another 2 to 4 weeks. Right there in your state, your restaurants in New York City are suddenly shuttered for another period of time. Am I wrong? What's going on?
No. They were headed there, but he announced, Governor Cuomo yesterday, I think it was, said 10 p.m. curfew at restaurants, bars, and gyms.
And how does that help New York and the people that live that area?
Well, I mean, it's supposed to stop interaction of people that spread the virus.
How does it help the economy?
Well, it doesn't help the economy, but in order to help the economy, we've got to tamp down the virus. I mean, it's one leads to the other. And I think, now maybe I'm wrong, but it feels to me like this thing is exploding all over America. In every state, it's going up. Here, where you are, everywhere, it's going up. I just saw the Republican mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, on TV. Guy just got reelected last week. Really attractive young mayor who imposed in Tulsa last June mask mandate. And guess what? They depressed the virus, put it way down since then. And now it's spiking not in Tulsa, but their hospitals. The ICUs are completely filled. And he said, and here's who's filling them. Not people from Tulsa, but people from rural Oklahoma who don't have mask mandates. The thing is spreading there, and they bring them in ambulances into the Tulsa hospitals.
All right.
We've got to do something as a people to all put the mask on for a couple of months and everywhere outside the house and tamp this thing down vaccines get there.
And the vaccines are, but now you've got Cuomo saying I wouldn't want it distributed by Trump. But that's another day. I'm out of time. As always, I appreciate your time, and we will do it again, John.
Love to. Anytime, Larry. It's
my
pleasure and a privilege to be on with
you, sir. I'm very honored. John LaBoutière, former U.S. Congressman from New York, always a good interview. Don't you agree? Well, now, there are still some things left to be resolved about what the Democrats are planning. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So John LeBoutier, as you heard, does not believe in any vote fraud that would overturn or challenge or change the fact that Joe Biden, quote, has been elected president. And the challenges continue. But John admitted, yeah, Trump's free to go about doing that, but he should start letting the transition team take the positions it needs, that gets the money it needs for transition and so forth. I didn't have time to ask him, but that does bring another question to the forefront for me, and that is members of the Biden team apparently already talking to foreign countries and foreign leaders, and Biden himself, I should say, talking to them. And they're not just talking about congratulating him. They're already talking about things they could do. And he's not the president yet, nor is his staff, part of the White House at this point. And General Michael Flynn was doing the same thing after the election in 2016, in, I think, late November, December. And they accused him of violating the Logan Act because he did not represent the country at that time. Of course, that charge only goes one way, doesn't it? And that's against Republicans. We believe, I think, many of us, that we had to question anyway, what is China going to be expecting to get out of this? We already know Iran. Iran is anxious for Biden to get in and lift the sanctions and maybe redo the nuclear deal agreement that Obama had signed off on when he sent money, pallet loads of money overnight to Iran as well. And, of course, China and Biden's son and their involvement with that business he's been involved with, that could make some really good extortion efforts. I don't know it's going to. But we do know also already the Chinese-owned social media firm TikTok filing a federal appeals court to void the Trump administration order demanding the company divest its operations in the U.S., well, now, once they get Biden in office, that'll be probably flipped anyway. Biden's already said, by executive order, I'll be changing a lot of things. He's already made it very clear. And here's another ripple from Biden if he gets in. Hong Kong's pro-democracy legislators resigning in protest yesterday. Four members of their camp got ousted anyway. And the 15 remaining members of that bloc said they're going to resign en masse in a show of solidarity after China's central government in Beijing passed a resolution that led to four of the lawmakers being disqualified. China, of course, criticizing it and saying this is just a show. It's an open challenge. They think that's going to provoke opposition and beg for foreign interference. They miscalculated. You know why they can say? You know why China can say you're miscalculating? You think you're going to get any help, such as from the U.S.? Because if Joe Biden's in the White House, I think we'll go back to, we might be hit with a wet noodle from time to time, but there'll be no real effort on sanctions or anything else. And Beijing will have even more unchecked control over Hong Kong. I know that's a distant shore thing. A lot of folks say, I care. Well, you need to care because it's, again, the issue of how China is going to start running rampant, as will other countries. These are the same countries that got all the give and give and give from the Obama administration for 8 years while Biden was VP, and he never spoke out against it. And, in fact, we know while he was VP, his son was out there building business relations with them because daddy was the vice president. Back in 2019, there was a piece written by Business Insider regarding former House Speaker Paul Ryan. Again, you want to look for linkage as to how things change and why they change. He was referencing Paul Ryan, who had, of course, had been House Speaker, but then resigned. And then, of course, then he went to Fox. Yeah, he went to Fox. He became an executive, a board member for Fox Corporation. And now, in that article, and, of course, they were quoting Vanity Fair, once he joined the Fox Corporation, He became one of the most important voices pushing the Fox CEO to transition Fox News and pivot away from Trump. That was according to Vanity Fair, as reported by Business Insider in 2019. What did we just see in this last election? On election night itself, when Fox joined with AP to call Nevada for Biden,
And that's still, they're still undergoing a count, and they're less than 20,000 votes separating them at this time. And they called that for Biden early, early in the evening. And when Florida was already clearly in the clutches and in the hands of Trump, they did not bother mentioning that for hours later. Riddle me this. Do you think that Paul Ryan, serving as a Fox Corporation board, and if that was his intent to transition Fox News and pivot away from Trump, if that's what we were seeing on election night? Do you? I can't answer it. I'm just asking the question. These little coinky dinkies that happen, don't just simply accept, well, it just happened. Ah, it just happened. That's like those who don't believe in God or a supreme maker. Yeah, all these things we have around this world, it just all kind of happened. You really rather believe that it just all happened as opposed to a supreme maker? Really? Well, I won't get into a theological discussion with you. I will tell you, we're coming up in the next hour. We're going to get into what we're going to pay in this nation if the Democrats and the leftists get control. And it is frightening. You don't want to miss it. Coming up the next hour. Please, stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.